Coming to you live from the JRE Tobacco Aladino Mobile Studios, it's the Cigar Pulpit.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another sermon from the Cigar Pulpit. I'm the Bishop of the Burn, Nick, and with me, as always,
it's Gator.
And today, we're going to be smoking a couple cigars.
It looks that way.
One is what's being billed as a nice, short, 30-minute cigar.
Okay.
And the other one...
So, 15 for me.
And the other one's a Robusto, so another 15 for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway.
Power smoke.
So, we'll just go ahead and get into it. And since the one is going to be at least my first cigar of the day, I assume yours as well, we'll start off with breakfast. So, we're going to be smoking the Rojas Breakfast Taco.
Okay.
It's part of the Street Taco line. This cigar, so it's a 4.5 by 46 Petit Salamone. Now, the cigar is offered in three different wrapper options: Ecuadorian Sumatra, Mexican San Andreas, and Ecuadorian Connecticut. What would you say we more than likely have? Because, like, we got these at TPE, and we have no details.
Say again, what are my choices?
Because
I didn't pay attention.
Ecuadorian Sumatra, Mexican San Andreas, and Ecuadorian Connecticut.
My money is on Mexican, but...
No, there's no... That's the one I'm confident it's not. I'm going with Sumatra. Because it's too... It's dark enough that I don't believe it's the Connecticut.
Yeah. But it could be a Connecticut sun grown, not a shade grown.
Valen. I don't know. I don't know.
We're smoking
something.
Yes.
But anyway,
here's the thing. You know, I like to do my show prep by reading the band.
It has a Nicaraguan binder and filler. That much I do know.
So. Okay. So anyway. I like to do my show prep by reading the band.
Okay.
And all this band says is small ring gauge only. I found that a very odd thing to put on the band.
Well, yeah. Well, Noel Rojas, he's the king of the small ring gauge cigars.
Ah.
And so that's what's going on here. So, anyway.
Okay, then.
So, we'll go ahead and get this cigar going, and then that way we can progress along.
Yes.
So, it's time to cut the cigar, and the official cutting is brought to you by Riverman Cigar Company of Crestwood, Missouri. Dan the Man Ponder over there at Riverman Cigar Company. He's got a great selection of cigars. And, guys, I haven't been by there yet. I'm going to be going by there later on today.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's probably some Candelas left from the Aladino event.
Let me know.
I will. So if you're interested in some Aladino Candelas, give Dan the Man Ponder a call. He does do mail orders, so he can get those shipped out to you, as well as a whole bunch of other cigars.
I've been seeing pictures of those Candelas popping up on the socials.
Uh-huh.
And not just our people. The word is getting out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great cigar.
Yeah.
And people like it. And, yeah, you know, if you haven't had one yet, you're going to want to try one. I mean, it's not your normal Candela. You don't get that grassiness and everything else from it. It's a wonderful, wonderful cigar.
Yep.
So Dan the Man Ponder can be the guy that provides that to you. If you just give him a call, he does mail order, and he's got a ton of other great cigars in the shop that you're going to want to try as well. So you might as well just give him a call and do a nice care package.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Why pay the shipping for one when you can pay the shipping for
all?
Many.
Yeah. You went with many. I went with all.
Yeah.
It's kind of the,
well, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
It's like the Ron Swanson moment. It's like, I don't think you understood. I want all your breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the bacon and eggs that you have.
In this case, it's all the cigars.
Yes.
So, anyway, Riverman Cigar Company of Crestwood, Missouri. And with that, it's time to go ahead and cut the cigar. So, okay.
Need to borrow your cutter.
You were looking at me longingly, which made me think that
I have my lighter. I just don't have my cutter.
This is a little guy, so I'm just going to take a little bit.
I've got that brand new cutter that I got out of TPE.
Yes, you did.
And I purposely don't leave home with it because I know I'll lose it. So that is one that I am not traveling with. So,
okay.
So when I'm at home to do the show, you'll see it. And when I'm not, you will not.
Okay. Cold draw.
I just ate away like two-thirds of this cigar with the V-cut.
Oh, see.
It's the little guy.
I just did the little itty-bitty. Oh, yeah. You went.
I lost 2 minutes of smoke right there.
You went way too far on that. Yeah, that was unfortunate.
It was a deep, deep V.
Mm-hmm.
Normally like a deep V.
Oh. It is a little petite salamone, but the end is exposed, so you should be able to get some draw through it.
I don't know. What are you getting out of the cold draw?
It's got a little bittersweet chocolate taste to it, yeah. I think.
Well, I'll agree with the bittersweet. There's something there, but chocolate, maybe? I don't know.
Bittersweet chocolate. Like a baker's chocolate. Not Hershey's.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not Caramello. Not Dove.
I'm firing up.
Not Nestle.
Not Nestle.
Okay. All right. You know what I didn't do with the cold retro?
Well, you do that. Whoop. Got to fix my mic.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Baker's chocolate, like a bittersweet chocolate. I got bitter on the last cigar we did, too.
You did?
Yeah.
It's the COVID remnants.
Maybe. Hey, if everything tastes like bittersweet chocolate, do me, I'll be happy.
There you go.
Man, look at the cloud of smoke you caused.
Well, this is supposed to be a little 30-minute smoke. It's something that Mr. Rojas was saying he did not have in his portfolio, was just like a little quick smoke. And so this is supposed to be that little 30-minute quick smoke. Boy, I lit just the nipple. You're going down to the areola. So you cut off half the cigar on the, with the cut, and you're burning off the other half
okay.
of the cigar with the...
I am going to start my timer.
Oh, see if it's actually a 30-minute smoke?
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
So we'll have to, I'll have to spot myself a minute because I already started, but there we go. Yeah. Timer's running.
Okay, timer is running. There's the end of your cigar there. So I wanted to
save that. I might need to smoke that too.
You might. There's enough there that you might be able to actually get a smoke out of it. No, today I wanted, today was kind of a day where I wanted to do mail call. So I got a couple of magazines.
Okay.
And, you know, we don't really go through these all that terribly often. We haven't. And I'm not saying we need to do it all the time, but, you know, something different. So I got the newest issue of Cigar Aficionado with Metallica's James Hetfield on the front.
James, if you're a listener, I'd love for you to come on the show.
We'd smoke the Blackened again.
Yes.
That was their cigar, by the way. The Blackened. The M81. Remember when we were when we smoked that and we didn't know what the M81 was?
Yeah.
It's Metallica 1981 for when they came out.
James.
I didn't know that.
James.
That's probably some show prep I should have done.
I'm giving you a personal invite to come on the Cigar Pulpit.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to jump right on that. But,
well, I mean, others should have.
It's true. You know, Bob Saget can't anymore.
Hey, you know our regrets. No regrets, man.
I haven't looked through this, but, you know, look, it's one of those...
I like Metallica.
Yeah.
And I think they took a lot of heat, because their drummer really got behind the whole anti-Napster BS.
Yeah.
But it's...
It's their livelihood.
It's their livelihood. Exactly.
I don't see a problem with that.
You had the guy that did Napster basically... bankrupting or potentially bankrupting all of these people. I don't understand why there was any grief over that at all. They were protecting their livelihood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the reviews.
Why didn't you have little tabs and have it all ready to go on the show?
Because I literally grabbed this as I was running out of the house to meet you. Because
by the way, I got a new sign, guys.
For Top Shooters.
Right here.
I don't know if you can actually see
it.
It
says Cigar Pulpit. We got to work on the brightness.
You can actually see it or not.
No. It's just. It looks like Santa and his reindeer, like headed that way. If you look at it, doesn't it? It looks like the reindeer and then slightly.
So obviously Cigar Aficionado is, we've talked about it enough. It's a lifestyle magazine.
Yes.
That bills itself for cigars.
Yes.
You know, but.
We're a dumbass podcast that bills itself as a cigar show.
It's true. Yeah. But they do some cigar reviews, and I do like looking at their cigar reviews just to see, you know, what's what. You know, they've got the Oscar Valadares McFly Churchill here.
Wait, now hold on. Is that because there's a new Connecticut in that?
Mm. This is the...
I take that back. That's the Island Gem. There's a new Connecticut for the Island Gem.
I was going to say.
I think Oscar just announced a new 10th anniversary stick.
Yeah, I don't think Cigar Aficionado is too up-to-date on their reviews. The McFly came out, like, a little while ago. They're just now giving it a thing.
I'm looking forward to trying the Connecticut Island Gem. So we might need to do that on the show. We haven't done an Oscar in a while.
We haven't. I'm okay with that. But anyway,
so they have that.
I will say, I love Oscar. We've gotten to know Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Are we friends? We're not going over and barbecuing with each other on the weekends. But
you're not.
You might be. I'm not. It's Mr. Quesada to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Nick's a little tighter with the cigar people than I am, so I have to call them Mr.
They do have the El Baton Double Torpedo from J.C. Newman in here.
Oh, there you go.
And you and I have smoked that on the show. We very much enjoyed
it. Great cigar.
They gave it a 91. I don't know.
But Nick read me
something
out of the magazine.
Hints of black cherry.
Is the fact that Oscar, it's hard to beat the Leaf by Oscar. And I know that's not technically his cigar, but it is his cigar whatever.
Exactly.
The Leaf by Oscar is hard to beat, but I'm looking forward to trying that Connecticut Island Gem.
Okay. Well, there you go. What else do we
checking
have
page numbers
here?
There, are you?
No, I'm reading. I'm looking at the, the things here, trying to figure
it's
out.
Riveting.
You're talking. It's fine.
Everybody can sit and watch you on the YouTubes. Read a magazine. It's like you're on the toilet right now. The Villiger
La Vencedora. It's a Gordo. It's a
what did it rate out at?
Nicaraguan Puro 88. Earthy wood grande that tastes a bit raw at first with notes of grass and yeast, but develops redeeming sweetness. Redolent. R-E-D-O-L-E-N-T.
Annual.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Of coffee and chocolate. The draw is open and the burn is...
Reticent, maybe?
I know how to spell reticent. It's down there. Anyway. Yeah, I know... Oh, damn it. Getting messages.
Redolent.
Yeah, that's what I said. Redolent.
Is that actually a word?
I don't know. Cigar aficionado wants to try.
I think they meant to do. Yeah, I don't know. It's a word.
I think cigar aficionado.
We're only journalists. We ought to know.
Smarter than both of us,
probably.
Think is what's going on here. They're just like, look at us using a big word. We're cigar aficionado.
We're not setting a high bar for them.
No. We got dick jokes coming up later, I'm sure. I know we have the super fight coming up here in a little bit. Everybody seems to enjoy that, so.
Do they?
Ooh, they do have the new EP Carrillo Allegiance in here. This is the new one, which is kind of part of... It's green. You know how the one was blue and the one was brown?
Yeah.
This one's green.
Okay.
But they
what's
get
it rate out at?
94. So we might be seeing another EP Carrillo, in the top 25.
Yeah.
Next year, because,
behind 8 Cubans.
Maybe. I don't know.
Cigar Aficionado was so happy we were talking about him until that.
Oh, they're probably not happy we're talking about him at all.
Yeah.
They probably don't even know. So anyway, we'll just throw that over there.
Hey, James, come on the show.
But the magazine I did want to talk about. The thing specifically in the magazine I want to talk about. It's the most recent issue of Cigar Journal magazine.
Okay.
And in Cigar Journal magazine...
As long as it's nothing to do with any of the guys from The Authority.
Uh-oh. In Cigar Journal magazine, Cigar Authority's Barry Stein has a column. And he talks about narcissistic behavior. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because I think you guys ought to go out and buy a copy of Cigar Journal magazine.
Yes.
Although I will say their binding leaves a little bit to be desired.
I was noticing that when I was looking at it earlier.
Split.
Yeah, it was cracking.
Yeah. But in this column about narcissistic behavior, Barry talks about, how when social media first started, cigar bloggers were few and far between. They took it seriously, did it for the right reasons, and all this kind of stuff. And then he says, over the years, people saw us getting trips, free samples, and getting love within the cigar industry. This led to an influx of new users that have brought followers and likes, but have done, for the most part, nothing for the brands. In some cases, they've extorted cigar companies for free goods, and companies fear bad press, so they have caved in. And he's talking about cigar or social media influencers.
Wait a minute. Is he talking about us?
I would hope not.
I don't think we've strong-armed anyone.
You and I are not strong-arm type people.
No.
And I would say, too, I think you and I do our best to highlight the plus side of the cigar industry.
Yes.
We're infotainment.
We've made a couple of people mad.
We've set at least one.
We made one mad and then a whole company, Gurkha.
Oh, fuck Gurkha. But, whatever, but...
Now, in Gurkha's defense, we did a Gurkha on the show, and it was serviceable.
And it was serviceable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What exactly. was that? The Ghost?
The Gurkha Ghost. Yeah. Yeah.
Out of 9,642 SKUs, we found one.
I love this. So, who are the influencers influencing beyond each other? The answer is not many, and it's time manufacturers stood up to that.
Okay, so I'm gonna say something here.
Yeah.
The first year you went to TPE.
Yeah.
It was pretty much you.
It was pretty much me.
There might have been a few others there. But after the next year, it was crowded with influencers.
William Cooper from Cigar Coop was there.
And he's long standing. He's not
Mm-hmm. And Half Wheel. They were out there.
I would expect Half Wheel to be there. I would be shocked if they were anywhere else.
But that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I, well, then I went out there. Then in 21, you and I both went out there.
It was wall to wall.
Fucking every dumb, just like everybody.
Let's put it this way. We couldn't shoot a video or take a picture without an influencer in the background somewhere. They were just, you couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting one.
And 22 was similar,
which I think maybe was bad for us because we were getting lumped in with them.
I think I'm convinced of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then this year, it really seemed toned down.
22, I think, was also a little rough for that. This year was toned down, and this year, I'll admit, I had to jump through a few hoops to get us in there.
Yeah.
Because they were wanting
quote unquote real.
When I spoke with a representative of TPE, they wanted real media. They wanted to try and find a way to pair out some of the influencers.
Yeah.
So I think they've recognized that there were a lot of people coming and playing trick or treat at the show and
here's
not
the thing.
Really bringing anything to the table.
Here's the thing you and I recognize.
You and I have done multiple shows on that on that trade show. You know?
And the thing that we recognize about the show is those guys are there to link up with cigar lounges, retailers, C stores, whatever, and sell their product.
Exactly.
We're secondary.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think everybody that was there, 21, 22, realized that or understood that concept.
I'm confident that not everybody there understood that concept. There were some influencers at TPE this year. Do I dare name? Do I say a name?
I probably wouldn't.
Okay.
Nobody stood out to me being obnoxious or anything.
No.
I can't necessarily say that. Right. 21 and 22.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But to Barry's point, it is kind of frustrating when. You and I come from a journalism background.
Yes.
We both own newspapers.
You're going to trigger me.
You have multiple and all that. What do you mean?
Oh, no. Just keep going. You'll see.
And what I'm saying is that, like, it's frustrating when you and I are doing something, granted, you know, light, very comedic.
Yeah.
You know.
Entertaining. It's infotainment.
But at the same time, you know, I do think we try to sprinkle in a little bit of, like, stuff.
I try to throw in politics every chance I get.
I really hate that. But, you know, and look, maybe some of our episodes are really cigar light, you know?
Some are cigar heavy.
Some are very cigar heavy.
We get complaints either way.
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah. Like, you know, when we do the cigar heavy ones, some people really like it, and other people are like, oh, my God, you know, whatever. And then, like, when we do the ones where we're talking about me getting drunk at St. Patrick's Day, people love that. And then other people are like, I wanted to hear more about cigars.
Exactly.
And it's just, you know, whatever. There's no please.
There's a balance there we haven't yet quite struck.
Yeah. Almost 4 years in, we haven't struck it.
That's,
you know,
the problem. So I think people tune in basically so to watch us show our asses, you know.
I think there's a
over the audio.
I think there's a variety of different reasons people tune in.
But I think that's a big one.
I think people that have found us because of the Cigar Authority, I think they tune in expecting
those guys have been nothing but gold to us. Yeah.
You know?
And we're not the Cigar Authority. We're two guys theoretically sitting in a lounge BSing and you're in on our conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is funny because that's why we started this. We would go places, whether it was Hooters or, you know, whatever, Fridays,
we're in the
whatever.
Jerry Tobacco Aladino Mobile Studios at Top Shooters right now.
Exactly.
You know?
And people would just, like, glom onto us and just listen to our dumb, ignorant stories.
Exactly.
And you were like, we should start recording this. And that's where this was maybe the second or third iteration of that, but this is where it sprang from.
This is where it came from.
But think about this, too. And I'm not trashing anyone, okay?
Okay.
So I don't want anybody listening to get upset. But think of how many podcasts
I might trash somebody
have spun off of listening to us.
Oh, no, that's true.
A number of podcasts.
That's very true. And you and I...
One really prominent one.
We joke about, you know, how we make it look easy.
Yeah.
And I think in some cases we have.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't, you know, look, and I don't mind, you know, I'm honored that somebody would be, you know, influenced by our wackiness to go off and do their own thing. I do think that you need to, like, kind of think about it a
what
little bit.
What you see on the show, there's a lot more to it, whether you realize it or not. And once you start doing it, I think it does click. It's like, oh, this is work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, the other thing that I was talking about you triggering me on was the journalism aspect. Everybody now with a social media account thinks they're a goddamn journalist.
And
you're not.
And in this case, I think everybody with a social media account thinks that they can be a cigar influencer, to Barry's point.
Yeah.
You know? And...
Well, hell, I know a lady, okay?
You're hitting a subject I was just about to say,
it
seems like a lot of women are the ones that are coming in.
Well, yeah, because they're good looking.
Well, and that's the
thing. And they look nice holding a cigar.
And I'm just going to say it. There are some cigar influencers that I know do not smoke cigars.
I know a few as well. But they'll hold it and look pretty with it.
They'll hold it. They'll light it. They maybe take a puff or two on a video. But then they just, like, are in their bikini showing off their tits and whatever else. And it's what it is.
Hey, if I had nice tits, I'd show them off, too.
I was literally just talking to somebody earlier about how if I was a hot woman, I would be selling my used panties to Japanese businessmen to make money. Because, like, you know.
All those women do is soak them in, like, tuna fish. But anyway.
Ew. Anyway.
I saw that on Real Sex. That's actually a thing.
Or foot pictures. I would totally.
They're not used panties. They're just panties that they.
Totally be doing foot pictures too. But, you know. But look.
I don't get the whole foot pictures. And we know a girl that does it.
We do?
Alexa?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
No.
Anyway.
But I don't get off on feet.
I don't. Some people do.
I want to
see
boobies and vajayjay.
Dear God. Some people do. But the point, and you, right there, with that comment, you just touched on exactly why these cigar influencers have any sort of, like, audience whatsoever.
The occasional butthole.
Is that,
thank you,
Hope
Solo.
They flash a little TNA, hold a cigar, and all of a sudden everybody's just like, oh my God. You know?
But how many of those pictures are you clicking like on, MF-er? Come on.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I look at a picture, like by the cigar pulpit.
You know, look, I'm a dude. I admit that, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I will say this. The other thing, one thing that I would encourage, to Barry's point, one thing I would encourage manufacturers to do, if you're going to bring on a influencer, first of all, price it out accordingly. Don't overpay. because...
Well, you and I both know the influencer.
Yeah.
There's one.
Everyone.
Top of the pyramid, pinnacle of influencers. She's making bank.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think she actually influences.
But she actually knows what she's talking about. Yes.
Delicia.
And I'm not, yes. And I'm not trashing the other ones because we're friends with some of them.
Yeah.
But Delicia is the cigar authority, would be the pinnacle, I think, of cigar podcasts.
Yes.
And we aspire to that. You know, but we're never going to be what they are. We're not going to make it 13 years because he won't live that long.
Fuck you.
I might. I mean, my head will be in a jar and I'll be animatronic, but, you know.
I will. Anyway. Yes, I actually do. But anyway, come on. I'm working on it. Slowly.
Slowly. Hey, slow and steady wins the race.
You got to be slow with it because otherwise it doesn't become a lifestyle. Anyway, moving on. What were you saying?
That applies to a lot of things.
You were talking about influencers.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to trash the other influencers because we are friends with some of them. We know some of them. But they see what Delicia did. And then they're trying to mimic, copy, attain
that. Yeah, I'm not necessarily trashing them, but what I am saying is that I'm agreeing with Barry that the manufacturers do need to do their homework.
You're saying,
when they're bringing somebody on.
You're saying that we need a list of cigar influencers with like a blue check mark, a verification.
No, what I'm saying is that when
I... Who verifies the verifiers?
No, what I'm saying is when I put together the media kit for our show... When we solicited, you know, Villiger and United and Aladino and all these and whatnot, and we talked to them about coming on as part of the Pulpit
Jerry
family.
Jerry Tobacco, Aladino Mobile Studios.
I said that. You were fucking singing. But the point is, I put together an actual, like, presentation.
Yes.
I had hard data. I had numbers. I had listeners. I had countries we've been listened to in. You know, I mean, at the time that I put it together, it was 83 different countries, all 50 states.
Yeah.
You know, we've been listening.
Even Utah. We got a listener in Utah.
Yeah, very, very, very few downloads in Utah.
Yeah.
But,
Mormons,
you know,
I guess, aren't big on cigars.
But, you know, it's one of those things where we, you know, I showed the data. I showed how we can... How we can help.
And they showed the boobs.
And I just...
It's hard to compete with boobies.
Ask them if they're buying audience on Instagram. Ask if...
We've never done... Well, I haven't done that.
We have never done that. Every single one of our likes is organic.
Yeah.
And I question if some of these influencers have organic likes or if maybe
Well, you had people early on tell you how to go buy...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't want to buy likes because... Are they real? They're just bots.
No, they're not. They're bots. Yeah. Exactly. And you can tell. You can look at somebody's page, and if they have 10,000 followers, but they're getting 50 likes on a picture, more than likely, those
bots.
Followers are bots.
Now,
you know?
Back to what I was talking about earlier.
Granted, Instagram throttles, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. So, but I know a lady, and I know her husband, actually. I don't know her. Their family took a trip last year for a year. Got like a, I don't know if it was like a transit connect or if they had like a motorhome. I don't know exactly what they traveled in. And all they did for a year was chronicle their travels to state and national like parks.
Okay.
This lady is making huge money. And they had one video that they put together. It was like a reel. And they got, I forget how many interactions. It was through the roof.
Yeah.
Shares, likes, whatever. And people are now throwing money at these people just so they'll have their product placed in their video or photos.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, real quick.
Yeah.
I know this is totally off subject. Let's do a retrohale because, like, I'm getting down to.
Oh, I'm nubbing it.
I was going to say, I'm very low on my Rojas breakfast taco. And
as of right now,
I don't want this cigar.
We're 22 minutes in.
I don't want the cigar to completely disappear.
23 with the extra.
I don't want the cigar to completely disappear without us actually like giving it its due. So what are you getting on this cigar? And we'll circle back to your family of influencers.
Okay.
What are you getting on the cigar? I will say the ash on this thing holds on amazingly well. For a little cigar like this, I mean, the ash is very, very well formed.
Woo.
When it flakes off, it's not flaky. It's very solid.
That's got a burn to it in the sinuses.
The draw on it is really great.
Give that thing your retro.
Okay. What are you getting?
It's
going
to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's a spicy breakfast taco.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was
there's definitely
hard black pepper.
Some pepper to it.
Yeah.
The actual smoking experience of it, I mean, what would you say? Kind of an earthy component, some baking spice?
Earthy component. I'm not really getting the baking spice as much.
There's something lingering on the tongue.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take that back. I'm going to give you that. It's probably like a nutmeggy.
Yeah, there's something lingering on the tongue.
You're right.
But
I hadn't even, until you said that, I'm like, well, wait a minute. I am getting that.
Yeah.
It's like a tingle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird. No, it's a great cigar. I really do enjoy
it. It's a good quick smoke.
It is a good quick smoke. I mean, we've been at it, like you said, what, 24 minutes now? Give or take?
We are 25 minutes in as of Mark.
And I am, I'm in the final third. I'm very nearing.
I'm burning my
probably
fingers.
Probably the end of it. Yeah, you're a little further along with it than I am. Anyway, go back.
I also cut off a third of my cigar.
Go back to what you were saying. You were talking with about this family that was going around in a transit van, and, you know, they got this one reel that blew up.
Yeah, and the one reel just took off, and they spiked. I mean, they've got, like, a gazillion followers, and it was all just people watching their travel around the country. They just took a year and did this and have parlayed that into some real money.
And that's the thing. I think there's if you're doing something interesting with your social media, I think you can build an audience organically. And I think you can't. I don't think influencing, how do I put this? I don't think influencers are not a real viable option for advertisers.
Yeah.
I think you just need to be very picky about it. And I think if a girl's coming along and she's like, I'll be in bikini and I'll have your cigar, I think that is a dime a dozen. I think a person like Delicia, for example, is not a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
And so,
she's actually done a legitimate show.
Yeah.
Like, she had a whole season of her travels
on Amazon.
I'd love to see more of that because it was very interesting.
But we're kind of using her as an example, but like, I'm just saying, it's like, there are legit people that you can get to be an influencer. But then there's also ones where you look at it and you're just like, the fuck was the point of this? You know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just, I don't know.
The point of it was boobs and a cigar. You and I have talked about this before.
I've got boobs.
You have boobs, and it's not the same.
I'll do a calendar.
It's not the same. So, here's the thing. We're always going to be behind the eight ball. We're never going to get the likes and shares of you or me doing a selfie with a cigar that they're going to get.
True.
Because they're good-looking women.
You've proved that. You've proved that right here at Top Shooters when you've had one of the girls hold your cigar for you and you take that picture and you post that picture versus
or
your ex-wife.
I put up a picture of Kristen smoking a cigar. Goes through the roof.
Through the roof versus when you do it. Exactly. Yeah.
I had Abigail in a mask, no less, during the height of COVID, holding one of our cigars.
Mm-hmm.
It went insane.
Yeah.
And Abigail's a very pretty young lady. You couldn't even see her because of the mask. All you could see were her eyes. I mean, it was enough.
But still.
But, Abigail is a very beautiful woman and held the cigar. And you guys went nuts for that picture on social media.
I don't know.
But I think a picture of me, I get a few.
But what I will say is just because a post has a lot of likes, does that translate into sales? And I don't believe it does.
No.
I don't believe it does at all. I think likes, What does that get you? It gets you maybe a moment of
it's a
moment of attention.
Is it Fugazi?
But here's the thing.
It's smoking a bottle. I mean,
but here's
there's
the
nothing
other thing. There. Is it a like because of the cigar? Or is it a like because of the lady?
The lady.
Well, then what's the point for the brand?
Yeah.
If the brand is paying that lady to hold that cigar, they didn't get shit out of it. Mm-hmm. You know? Whereas, for example, I'm going to toot my own horn for a moment. For example,
that's usually not what you toot, but
you and I have been partners with Aladino for quite a while.
We have, and they're great people.
We have promoted those cigars. We have talked about the virtues of those cigars. We've had Trey Mack on. We've had Justo on. We've talked about how great the cigars are.
Yep.
And the beginning of this year or the end of last year? It was, I think, beginning of this year. We did the Pulpit Parishioners Top 10. If you look at the top 10,
yeah,
of the top five, three were Aladino cigars.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, maybe our listening audience already knew about Aladino and loves Aladino, or maybe our listening audience learned about Aladino, some of them learned about Aladino, yeah, and went out and tried them, enjoyed them enough that through listener voting, you, yeah, and I did not put up any of
had
the...
Had no
of
influence.
The,
I didn't vote in it. I didn't... I just,
we didn't,
yeah,
put up
organic
any of the nominees. Nothing.
No.
Through just our audience participation, three of the top five were a brand that sponsors our studio.
Yeah.
So you could make a solid argument that at least to some degree, you and I have influenced some folks to go out and try and thus enjoy Aladino. Yep. I feel as though we're making that progress with Villiger.
Yes.
We've had people mention, you know, that they've gone out and tried Villiger after they joined the show.
We've had people on our parishioner wall talk about United. I mean,
precisely.
And again,
the brands that have partnered with us, I feel have gotten a little bit
have gotten benefit from it.
They've gotten a bump.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to quantify, which I think is difficult, but I also think that that's where the pricing comes into play. You and I are inexpensive in the grand scheme of advertising.
True.
You know, and so, I mean, it breaks down to like maybe like 25 bucks, less than 20 bucks a show,
yeah,
to do stuff with us. So like in the grand scheme of life, you and I can show that we've had influence on listeners, whereas I just don't see where a lady in a bikini holding a cigar proves anything other than, hey, guys will like a picture of a lady in a bikini.
And again, and I started to say this earlier, you and I have talked about this before. Guys really, I don't know if the term get off on is the right way to put it,
that's
but
a
it's
gross
true
term.
But guys really like it when women are in a man's shirt or they're playing golf or they're holding a cigar. Anything that's male centric that women are into,
yeah,
guys like that.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Oh, it's not wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so that's that. I just, you know, I wanted to discuss that for a little bit, and I think we had good discussion.
Well, yeah.
This was legit. This was real discussion.
Who
look
knew
at this. Who knew? Final thoughts on the Rojas breakfast taco.
I really liked it. I made it about 28 minutes, so they're right about the half hour.
Yeah, kill your timer there.
Yeah, you made it just right at 30.
Yeah. I'll tell you, for a quick smoke, I would buy a box of those to have around.
Yeah.
The flavor on it was really great. The construction on it was great.
Impeccable.
I mean, like, it burned wonderfully.
Well, and you saw me. I lit mine janky.
Yeah, and it still burned great.
It caught up and did great.
You know, it's...
I thought I really messed it up when I lit it. I'm not going to lie.
No, the construction on it was wonderful. The flavor on it was really good. And the time. The fact that it was only a 30-minute smoke.
Yeah.
I thought that was really nice because now I have something that I could potentially put in my arsenal so that I could...
For a quick hit.
You know, if let's say I'm driving from my place to O'Fallon, for example, where I have my newspaper at, that's a 30-minute drive. I can't light up a Toro and do that
because
I'm going to end up with like a ton
Speaking
of...
Speaking of lighting up.
Yes,
let's,
yes.
Let's but light anyway, up a Robusto.
But the point is, I think it's a great thing to have in your arsenal for a short stick.
I need to get my Crux Epicure. Which one is this?
That is the Crux Epicure Habano, and we're going
to
talk about
it. I need
that
to get now. Mine out of the cellophane.
So that cigar premiered originally at PCA last year, so PCA 2022.
Yeah.
We got our hands on it at TPE this year because we did not go to PCA. And this cigar, it's a new one from Crux. And it features a Nicaraguan Habano Seco wrapper. It has a Nicaraguan binder and filler. You and I are going to be smoking the Robusto 5x50. And
the cut, by the way, is brought to us by Dan the Man Ponder at Riverman Cigar Company, Crestwood, Missouri.
One of the things about Crux that I absolutely love is their bands. They are just so incredibly colorful. And this one, they went with this kind of like...
Banana yellow?
Yeah, banana yellow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go with banana yellow. But it pops so well against this Habano wrapper.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks so wonderful against this wrapper.
And some might think that they're basic because they're just mainly a solid color with the name, you know, embossed over the top of it. I think that actually works well. I think it plays well. And
dude,
especially when you're in the humidor looking at it, it jumps out.
Their design aesthetic is so great.
Yeah.
It's
some
so
bands
wonderful.
Get just, it's too, you, like, it's too much. It's fancy.
It is.
But you don't know what it's saying.
But this one with the color and everything like that, it just works so incredibly well. This one just
literally screams Crux at you.
It stands out.
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyway, I'm going to fire mine up. Oh, wait. Cold draw.
Cold draw.
Cold draw.
Hold on. Let me cleanse.
Yeah, I probably should cleanse as well because I'm still getting breakfast taco. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What are you getting?
Maybe a little cinnamon?
Yeah.
You getting that?
Yeah.
Back to the baking spices you talked about earlier.
And something else.
Something kind of fruity.
Mm-hmm.
Like a strong...
You ever... Like a baked apple with cinnamon. Like,
I was going to say berry, but anyway.
I think baked apple with cinnamon.
Okay.
Well, have you ever had that?
Yes, I have had that.
Ooh, love that. It's
good. I get it all the time at Cracker Barrel.
That's right.
That's one of my sides that I get at Cracker Barrel all the time. Because, see, what I like to do is I get that, I eat the apples, and then when there's all the apple goo in the bottom of the bowl, that's when I take my biscuit and I just, like, sop it up with the biscuit because it's like apple butter, but it's not apple butter.
You've really thought this through.
Dude, you don't look like me. Without thinking things through.
You and I have done some damage at a Cracker Barrel.
We have put in the effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Right off the bat, great smoke production. I'm going to do a right off the foot retrohale, right off the beginning.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, there's a little spice to that.
Yeah, it's spicy. It's not peppery, it's spicy.
It's a little, it's spicy.
Interesting.
It's got the spicy tingle. It's good, though. I like it. So, okay. So, why don't we now go ahead and jump into the Villiger Entertainment segment?
The Villiger. If you haven't tried them, guys, you need to.
This is what we're talking about, guys. Villiger Cigars. It's a brand that we have gotten behind. We like it.
Yep.
If you trust our opinion, you should look into Villiger.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's what I was going to point out. We don't just take on anybody that reaches out to us.
No.
Because we've had people reach out that we haven't taken on.
I was going to say, we've said no to people before, you know?
It's because, you know, maybe the product wasn't for us.
Exactly.
And we want to endorse things that we like. We like Villiger.
We like Villiger a lot. They've got great cigars. They've got a full line. I just got some cigars from our buddy Ken Klarich down at Ash and Ale.
I got to meet this cat.
He sent some Villiger cigars as well as a couple other cigars that, you know, we'll have to have on the show at some point. And but no, I mean, the Villiger cigar, that Villiger de Nicaragua, I keep talking about that one. It was one they came out with earlier this year. Fantastic cigar.
Yeah.
And it's a box press. It's actually a box press torpedo. And even with the box press, I really liked it a lot.
Maybe I'm out of the loop, but I like box press cigars.
Look, dude. You're not the only one.
Yeah.
I was just speaking to somebody the other day that really likes box press cigars.
Yeah.
And they said that they like the feel of it in their fingers.
Yeah.
I said I didn't like the mouthfeel. And they said, oh, okay, I get that. But
I also like that you can set it down and it's not going to roll on you.
I don't know of any time that I've ever had a cigar go rolling on me.
I have
that. Okay. Well, whatever.
Mainly when I put them on the dashboard in the car while I'm driving.
Okay. Well, maybe you shouldn't do that.
Valid.
Anyway. But no. So, guys, Villiger Cigars, head on over to their website and check out the store locator. Find a store near you that has them and give them a try. They're
That's all we ask.
Wonderful cigars. You're going to enjoy them, and they're putting out wonderful product.
Yep.
So, what have you been watching?
Okay.
Do I need to go first?
You need to go first.
All right. I finished up Pepsi Where's My Jet, and that was great.
Yeah.
Guys, if you haven't watched that, it's on Netflix. It's a four-part documentary. Each episode is maybe half an hour long.
Pepsi thought they were being cute, and they got boxed in a corner.
They got super boxed in a corner, and it was great. And so I was really happy with that documentary. I thought it was really interesting. The other one I just watched was one God, I just watched it last night, and it was about this guy on The Price is Right.
I haven't heard of this.
Price is Right documentary. It's called Perfect Bid, The Contestant Who Knew Too Much. It came out in 20...
Oh,
it came
I've
out
heard of, about this.
It came out in 2017, and it's a little over an hour, but it's all about this cat who he studied The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he started making spreadsheets of all of the different products and all the prices. And he would memorize these prices.
The equivalent of counting cards on The Price is Right.
And because The Price is Right would like reuse prizes yeah. all the time. And this cat went to like 30-something tapings of the show, made it on one time, and didn't win the showcase. He missed it by just a smidge. And he would like help other people. Cause like, if you ever watch The Price is Right, people are screaming out prices in the audience and stuff. And the contestants are kind of paying attention to some people in the audience. Yes. Sometimes he was doing that. And like, dude, this one cat won the double showcase. He nailed it
with $100 or whatever. Yeah.
Down to the dollar. No, wow. He nailed it to the dollar.
Wow.
And by doing so, he won both showcases. And there was like questions about like,
but did he have to get spayed or neutered?
Inside information and all that kind of stuff and whatever. Yeah. I mean, like it was the whole thing. But no,
because there have been talk shows or game shows that's happened
exactly.
To. Yeah,
and Drew Carey. So Drew Carey was the host at the time that happened, and Drew Carey says in this documentary flat out, he's like, I'm standing there and I'm thinking, shit, the show's over. Like
yeah.
This is it. Like somebody leaked information. I just lost my job. The show's over. We just killed The Price is Right. And so what I guess as a result of this, The Price is Right has been more proactive in varying up the prizes.
Okay.
So that nobody can like just study the prizes and remember the prizes anymore. But dude, super interesting documentary. And if you like The Price is Right, it's a fun show.
I never understood what Bob Barker had against like animals being able to enjoy their sex lives.
I don't think he had any problem with animals enjoying their sex life. I think he just wanted to prevent.
Well, once you spay or neuter them, are they having sex anymore? I know.
Excessive puppies and kitties.
Well, you know? Yeah, I mean, that's, I get that.
Yeah.
Maybe some sort of birth control instead of just.
Dear God, are you really proposing birth control for animals?
You know what? I enjoy a nice, vigorous, active sex life, or would. And I'm sure that the animals would, too.
I was
going to
say, where are you enjoying a nice, vigorous, active sex life?
Valid.
I know too much.
I'm old.
I'm going to not say anything, but I know too much. So
know too much.
I know that it's not a vigorous, active sex life. Anyway.
Essentially a priest at this point.
I mean, you might be vigorous and active.
Well, let me take that back. I've taken a vow.
Did you just say something about a priest?
Yeah, I've taken a vow of celibacy, but... Not like the priests in some cases.
Dear God, dude. We'll just, anyway. Yeah,
move on from that.
So that's what
I watched Spotlight. I know what went on.
So that's what I watched. What have you watched lately?
Okay. So I've been watching Alaska Daily.
Mm.
And I have
I'm not caught up on that.
Yeah. There's another episode tonight. Now, let me.
The last one I watched was the season or the when it came back. I haven't watched.
It gets back on track. Okay. That was like a one-off. That was like. That episode could have been a standalone episode.
Yeah, I haven't watched the one after that.
Yeah, but the one after that gets back into the storyline, and I liked seeing that.
Okay, good.
But...
Uh-oh.
I locked up.
You're talking about Alaska Daily.
Yeah, but I lost my point.
You were saying the one episode was a one-off,
It came back. Oh! So I'm going to gripe for a minute.
53 years old, guys.
I'm slipping hard.
Anyway.
So I'm gonna gripe for a minute.
Okay.
We use Hulu.
Yeah.
And Hulu took off my local ABC affiliate. I can't watch Alaska Daily now when it airs. I can only watch it in repeat.
You have the special Hulu where you can watch live TV?
Yes.
Oh, see, okay. Now, I don't. And so I always have to just wait until Friday because it airs on Thursday night.
The
so I
always have to part wait until Friday. Okay.
Okay.
To my understanding, ABC owns Hulu.
Yes, but the local affiliate is its own company that is partnered with
ABC. But they've cut off their own affiliates on Hulu. It's so goofy.
Contracts are contracts, dude.
I guess. But it's really annoying because I can't watch my local ABC station now, yeah. Channel 30 here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I want to watch it live. I'm into the show. I want to watch it, and I can't. And I'm scared because so many people have gone to streaming over cable or antennas.
Yeah.
That it may end up hurting that show and other ABC shows because they're not getting the live audience that they would if they were available to be viewed.
I think as long as the streaming numbers are still there.
I don't know. Maybe. I just don't want the show to go away because I think this show has legs. And I'm biased. I'm a journalist. Yes. There are some things they take Hollywood, liberties with.
By the way, we've had a listener say that he would like to learn more about the inner workings of our newspapers. I think at some point you and I need to
do a show about that.
I don't think it's nearly as interesting as they think, but
it can be.
I mean,
that's the thing about what we do is it's kind of like the military. There's you've got all this dead time, all this boredom, and then sheer moments of panic.
Yeah.
Where
right now we're in local election season and
yes,
let's be real, that
sheer moments of panic
definitely is causing some sheer moments of panic amongst some folks.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, okay. So Alaska Daily, what else have you been watching? Amy?
And I have not seen the last episode yet of Picard. I don't know how many they're going to do.
I haven't watched any of it yet.
Oh, it's I can't talk about it. Very good.
I've been waiting to binge it. I haven't watched any of it yet. So yep.
Yeah, it's been
one of those things.
Interesting to watch. I will tell you though, I've had a hard time keeping up with it. Who can it be now?
Yeah, well, nobody I want to talk to right now.
Time to mute.
Well, I haven't muted. I don't know why it was coming through.
Yeah,
but anyway,
it happens.
It does. Anyway,
So that being said. I've really been enjoying Picard, although I probably need to go back and rewatch it because a lot of it's
Is it playing on seasons 1 and 2? Like, do you need
I think it could be a standalone season.
Okay, that's good. I was wondering how much I believe. Because it's been a while since I've watched season 1. And
I've seen a lot of people on the chat rooms talking about how, why didn't they start it this way? Like, this is better than the first 2 seasons.
Oh.
Season 1 was good. Season 2, I thought, floundered. Season 3 has been very good so far.
Damn.
They've done a thing where they've reintroduced a lot of characters.
Yeah.
They're not on a lot, but it's just like, I saw somebody on one of the Facebook threads refer to it as, hey, here's somebody we think you'd like to see again.
Yeah.
And then, okay, bye. Yeah. So there's been some of that going on.
That's all right.
There was
That's
some of that right. in the first 2 seasons, too. But
a little bit.
More, I think, in season 3.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And I can't go into detail.
Yes, no.
Because I don't want to spoil it for you.
I have managed to avoid all but maybe one spoiler.
What was that?
You
don't even want to say.
I don't even want to say.
Okay.
I don't even want to say. Okay. Well, that's been the Villiger Entertainment Report. Why don't we now
give them a try? You're missing out.
I would say, guys, you need to pay attention to them. They're a great brand.
Before you get into the next thing, what are you getting on your Crux?
Specific flavor notes are kind of hard to pull out right now.
That is our second cigar of the show.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say it's smoking wonderfully. I mean, it's producing a lot of smoke, and the construction's been really great.
You know what else I like about our folks at Crux?
What's that?
The people.
Oh, yeah.
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 Sam?
Sam and Tony and everybody over there at Crux. Good people.
Yeah. And that's one thing that our influencer, whatever thing that we've been doing.
Yeah.
We've gotten to know some of these people.
And it's been nice.
Very well. And I just think the world is Sam over there. I think he's a great guy.
He's a goof. I'll give him that.
Love him.
He's a good guy, though. And he knows how to sell.
We got to spend some real time with him at TPE.
We did.
And I really enjoyed that because I got to know him a lot better. And, yep. And the more I know him, the more I like him. So.
Yeah, that's right. You weren't with me the night at the Hill that he and I really, got to know each other. Okay.
That was when you guys were, out with the serial killer.
That's right. And every time that you,
Allegedly.
When he was on the show, you were too busy to take part in
Yeah,
that
he pointed
interview.
That out when yeah, we were yeah. out in so, Vegas.
Anyway. All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and get into this?
We all need to live united, but one must go. Brought to you by United Cigars, makers of La Giana Havana, Abuelo, Red Anchor, Firecracker, and of course, United Cigars. Distributors of Jose Dominguez, Garofalo, Montosa, and Terra Nova, and the highly acclaimed Atabey, Byron, and Bandolero.
If you're feeling
buy
fancy.
United, smoke United, live United, United Cigars.
All right, so as I just alluded to, we are in local election season.
We are.
In our area. And I feel like the one must go this time needs to be themed about local or elections in general. So I'm going to throw out three things, and one of them must go.
Okay.
You have political yard signs.
Okay.
You have TV commercials.
Okay.
And you have junk mail.
Okay.
One must go.
I'm glad you left out newspaper advertising, because newspaper readers vote in elections.
Anyway, so one must go. Now, I can make a solid argument for any one of them, because...
Do you know one yard sign that's ever voted for someone?
No. In fact, as somebody who's worked elections before, yard signs are definitely a...
We're getting heckled.
They're...
I don't know if you noticed that.
I noticed it. What's the word I'm looking for? They're kind of a misnomer in that, like, people see ex candidates' yard sign everywhere. That doesn't equal support, because maybe the lot that it's in is an empty lot, or maybe that lot that it's in isn't in the designated district or area that person can actually vote for that person. And so, you know, there's that.
Or they just asked if I can put a sign up and you said yes,
exactly.
But you have no intention
of
going out.
You maybe aren't even going out to vote, much less vote for that person. The other thing.
I think signs also can hurt a candidate. You want to know why?
They're obnoxious.
Well, I think people see them and think, oh, well, everybody's voting for them. They're a lock, and then they don't go vote for them.
Valid. The other thing I'll say, candidates are, not all candidates, but by and large, candidates are pretty bad about maintaining their signs. Once they put one out, dude, the wind and the rain is going to hit it. You're going to have to go back out and straighten it out. If a yard sign is sitting there all cocky and just like, you know, blowing in the wind.
Flapping
around and everything. It looks like shit. And then at that point, the whole community looks like shit because these signs look like shit. And then after the election's over, who's going out and picking up the signs?
Yes.
I have run for office before, and I always made it a point on election night.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and collected every one of my signs.
The minute the polls close.
That's what I would do. While waiting for results to come in, I would go out and collect my signs, because then that way they're done and I'm done with it. I don't have to worry about it.
I drive by signs that are still up from the November election.
Yes, it's annoying.
And if I was the candidate, if I drove by, I would just stop and throw it in my trunk. I wouldn't leave that out.
No.
Whether you won or lost, it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good at all. It's littering at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a solid argument there for yard signs. TV commercials are annoying as piss. And I hate when we get, it's not so much the local elections, but it's typically the bigger ones. You get to the point where the entire commercial break on a show is nothing but, political ads. It started to bleed into streaming and online because they've realized so many people have gone to streaming and online.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more annoying to me than when I'm watching something and somebody comes along and like, did you know that candidate kills babies and curb stomps puppies?
Yeah.
You should vote for Tom, you know, and that kind of thing.
We had that in Illinois with a race where the guy running, his name was Granberg.
Uh-huh.
And the commercial, Granberg.
Mm-hmm.
Like his name was offensive.
Yeah.
But they made it that way in the commercials.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. So I hate the TV ads.
Negative suppresses votes.
And then
you get a lot of negative with TV ads.
And then the junk mail postcards, to be honest, they're pretty like basic. You know, be real.
I'm going to tell you something.
You take it from the mailbox straight to the garbage can, and that's where it goes.
I'm pretty sure COVID killed the mailed cards. I did not get them in the last couple of elections.
Yes.
Hardly at all.
That's true. I didn't
and
either.
It used to be you'd get a stack of them.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people
daily.
I think a lot of people on the political side are convinced that everybody's moving online, and so they're spending all their money on social media ads and things like that.
The problem is there any data that backs up that people on social media vote? I can say that.
I'm sure there probably is.
I can say that degree, from yeah. from local stuff.
Yeah.
So there will be some big blow up in one of my towns on social media about some event, the school board, blah, blah, blah. And then nobody shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's internet, fervor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keyboard warriors. But they won't actually go out and do anything.
They're all annoying to some degree. The postcards, I would probably say, are the least annoying of the three. So I'm not going to get rid of those.
I'm not going to get rid of any political advertising because, quite frankly, I benefit from it with my newspaper. Well, I've had a very good political season.
So have I. In this case, I'm telling you, one must go. So I
would venture to say a lot of why we're having better success right now is because people have realized the things they thought mattered maybe one election or two election cycles ago, they've realized maybe aren't generating the response they need. Newspaper readers vote because they're engaged in their communities.
I'll say this. I don't get shit in November elections. I don't get any political advertising in November elections, in even-yeared elections.
Yeah. Because those are larger areas than just you or just me. They're statewide, they're region.
County, state, and federal.
Yeah.
Local elections and municipal elections, those people buy ads with me because those people know that the people that are reading my paper are the people they need to go out and vote.
Yeah, because we're hyper-local.
It's micro-targeted, so they do that. But, so I don't know. But anyway.
It's too bad we don't know a candidate that's currently running for election that could come on and talk to us about it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's just funny. Anyway, so one must go. I'm gonna say the yard signs.
Because
the TV ads, I've cut the cord, I'm all streaming now. I really don't see too many of the ads. I just see the ones that get bought on those services. But I'm probably missing 90% of them by not having over the air TV.
Can you recycle a yard sign? Those corrugated ones?
Oh, yeah, the corrugated plastic ones.
You can recycle those.
Yeah, you can recycle those. The ones that I don't know about are the vinyl bag signs,
Oh, those are so cheap, yeah.
Yeah, those I don't know. But the plastic ones you can. I'm going to get rid of the yard signs. I think they make the community look trashy.
I think so, too.
I think ultimately.
And a lot of communities have rules on when you can even put them up.
Which, now
30 days out.
That I
is
will,
it constitutional?
That
I don't know.
I argue if it's a First Amendment situation, and I don't believe. Like, HOAs a lot of times will tell people you can't have yard signs. Bullshit. It's a First Amendment
thing.
Well,
HOAs are full of themselves to start with.
I would say don't even get me started on HOAs. I can't
stand
it. Look
at that ash, by the way.
It's fat ash.
That is.
It's
stacking dimes, baby.
Anyway. So I'm going with yard signs. What are you going with?
I'm going with yard signs.
All right. We're getting rid of yard signs.
The One Must Go segment was brought to you by United Cigars. United we smoke.
All right. So now it's time for Super Fight. I wanted to do a Super Fight. And I have a good one for you here. I drew the cards before we came up here.
Okay.
Total random draw.
Okay.
So the first one is Rambo. Armed with a bow and unlimited arrows.
Does he have any of those that explode? Because those are cool.
Just a bow and unlimited arrows, and he can stretch like rubber. So he's like Plastic Man with bow and arrows.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Versus Barack Obama wearing an impregnable tuxedo.
So a bulletproof tux.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he
wearing an armored tuxedo.
Does he have on those mom jeans that he wore to St. Louis to throw out the first pitch?
I don't know, but he's wearing an armored tuxedo, and he is rabid.
So it's basically a Barack Obama zombie.
So it's Barack
in a bulletproof.
So it's a rabid. It's a rabid Barack Obama in an armored tuxedo versus a stretchy Rambo with a bow and unlimited arrows.
Well, okay. So here's the. The fuck are you?
That's how this goes. It's a random draw. You draw the two people, and you draw four characteristics. And that's how this fell.
Okay. But Barack Obama doesn't necessarily have any weapons.
He doesn't. He's rabid. So, if he bites you, you're in trouble.
Is he a slow zombie or a fast zombie?
He's
because there's a real difference there.
He's not a zombie. He's a dude with rabies.
I mean, that's essentially a zombie, isn't it?
I don't know.
He's lost his faculties. He's just trying to eat your flesh.
Yeah. So I'd imagine he's fairly fast.
Indeed.
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. So here's the thing. He's wearing the bulletproof tuxedo.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say Obama.
Armored. I don't necessarily bulletproof. It's armored.
It's an armored tux.
Yeah.
But the arrows aren't making it through.
No.
But he does have exposure.
He has the head.
Yeah.
And he has hands.
Yeah.
That are exposed. And let's be real. It's John Rambo. He can target. You know? He's trained. And John Rambo has used a bow and arrow before.
I watched him blow up that Vietnamese guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. He knows what he's doing with a bow and arrow. And he's stretchy, which means, let's say Obama's hiding around a tree, he could, like, stretch around and, like, get the shot.
But if Obama bites him, then does he become rabid?
Exactly. And let's be real, bow and arrow is a distance weapon. That's not an up close, by and large. I mean, you can use the bow as, like, a fighter thing, but by and large, it's not a up close weapon.
Yeah. It's the original artillery.
So, do you think Rambo, with unlimited arrows and a bow, with the ability to stretch, is enough to take on Barack Obama with rabies in an armored tuxedo?
Rambo, if he can keep his distance, is eventually going to get a kill shot. But
the minute it gets up close, Obama's going to bite him, and that's going to be that.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Rambo's turning the arrows on the rest of us. Because now he's part of the
zombie horde.
Zombie horde,
yeah.
Or so, Rambo is, yeah.
So I guess it all depends in the way the battle goes down. But
if it's a quick battle, my money's on Rambo. If it's an extended battle and zombie Obama has a chance to get in close.
A bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is Michelle Maybelle, is she in this at all? Like,
No.
Brock's on his own.
Brock's on his own.
Okay.
I mean, he's got rabies. More than likely, he's probably killed Michelle in a rabid fit.
Okay.
I would think.
It's messed up.
I'm not going to talk about the kids because that's fucked up. But, you know, but yeah.
No. My money's on Rambo.
My money's also on Rambo.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's been Super Fight. So
dumbest thing ever.
I love Super Fight. What are you talking about? All right. Why don't we get into
fucking
this?
Fucking idiotic.
This would normally be the time that I give some information about My Monthly Cigars, but I've hired that out this week, so take it away.
My Monthly Cigars is a premium cigar subscription service. It comes in a variety of different size boxes at affordable prices. Use offer code PULPIT and get free shipping on your first box and 20% off any items in the online store at MyMonthlyCigars.com.
That's offer code PULPIT. Thanks.
I miss Pinky.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We only hear her on the My Monthly commercial now.
Yeah. You know what I really enjoy is when we're smoking a cigar with her and she ashes herself and sets herself on fire.
I know, right?
That is always a good time.
It's a sweet party foul. Mm-hmm. She'll be back at some point.
I hope.
We only got a couple more
weeks.
Where's
she been?
She's been really busy.
Yeah, parts unknown.
But she's going to be...
Is she down in Juarez, you know, watching the cockfights with
You know, maybe that's it. Maybe chicken? She hooked up with Larry and went down to Juarez to watch the cockfights with the BF Chicken. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a wild streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have reason to believe that...
I just hope she's somewhere smoking a cigar, having a beer.
I have reason to believe at some point she will be back on in, like... Let's say April. I think April.
Yeah, maybe the second week of April.
Second to third week of April,
yeah.
I would think, you know. So
maybe right before tax time, she might be available again.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Maybe a week before.
So thoughts on the Crux Epicure Habano?
I'm enjoying it. It's a little meaty for my taste.
It is a little meaty. I'm getting a little bit of spice off of it. You know, it's got that. I like a good Habano. And this is, I'm just going to say it. The Orange Band Crux Epicure.
Yeah.
Or that's the Guild.
Yeah.
The Guild. The Crux Guild in the Orange Band.
Yep.
That has been my favorite in their line so far. Okay. But I would go so far as to say that this Habano Epicure is probably my new favorite that Crux puts out.
Just good stick.
Just based off smoking this.
Yep.
I'm really digging it. I like a good Habano, though.
Yeah. I'm more Connecticut guy. We all know that.
Yeah. But this is a great cigar.
Yep. I enjoy it. I'd smoke it again for sure.
Ooh, that spice on the retrohale is still present.
It lingers in the back of the throat.
Good time.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're available on Instagram at The Cigar Pulpit, as well as at Naked Gator, N-E-K-K-I-D Gator.
That is my page. And by the way, I want to point out, because we just did my monthly ad, we did not mention...
Fucking good coffee. It's a fucking good time.
Yep.
And so if you want to be influenced by us, follow us on Instagram. Then we have the Cigar Pulpit Parishioners group on Facebook. Best thing going
Great interaction.
It's the only reason to have Facebook these days.
It kind of is.
I mean, let's be real.
Facebook sucks.
Facebook does suck. And then there's Twitter.
And it's nothing but ads anymore.
I know. Yeah. I know. And then there's Twitter, where we really don't do much. But I'm hanging on to it just in case Facebook finally kicks the cigar people off.
Yeah.
You know, Twitter will be the last refuge of the damned. And then we're on YouTube, where you can watch this. And
what about the MySpace page? Do we have that back up and running yet?
That's dead still.
I want to put my songs on there.
That's dead. Okay. I keep asking what your top five songs are, and you just never, you never say.
I'll compile that for the next show I'm on.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll be on Friday, but I'll... The next show I'm on.
This is for Friday.
Oh, is this Friday?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be on Tuesday, but we'll figure it out.
Why not?
I'm slammed right now.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay, here's the deal. My building has been sold in Pinckneyville.
Oh, I didn't realize.
And I'm waiting for the closing, but I have things I have to get out of it that we're going to salvage. And I couldn't do it the last couple of days because it's been raining.
Oh.
So I'm probably going to spend most of the weekend hauling things out of the building, cabinets and different things that are salvageable.
Well, I've got my son this weekend, so I can't record this weekend anyway.
Okay.
And then, obviously, guys, we are rapidly approaching this month's Ask the Boys show, so we do need your calls, so get those calls in. Give us a call on the hotline, area code 863-874-0000.
Well, there you go. Well, Nick, it's been a show, brother.
It has been a show. And so I know we talked about it just a second ago, but... Let's just review and recap. We had the Rojas Street Taco, or Breakfast Taco.
Yeah, the breakfast.
And then
quick,
we've had
a quick little smoke and really enjoyable.
I dug it a lot. And to be honest, I need to look into possibly getting a box of those things just so I can have them around because it was a very nice, good use of half an hour. And then regarding the Crux Epicure Habano here, digging it a lot.
Solid.
Very solid cigar. Digging it a lot.
On both cigars, the ash held on like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Very good construction on both. Yeah, I've enjoyed both of these cigars today.
It has been a good time. Well, guys, I guess that's that.
That's that.
That's that.
That's been a show, baby.
There we go. Well, guys, this has been another sermon from the Cigar Pulpit. I'm Nick.
I'm Gator.
Everybody stay safe and stay smoky. And be influenced by us.
I mean, we're not going to steer you wrong.
No.
No.
No. No. No.
We don't have any boobs to show you.
Boobs. Boobs.
Yeah. That's going to get screenshot.
Probably.
Bite your face, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Yeah. The question is, which one of us?
Probably both.
Yeah.
Da-da-da.
I still think you need to do a calendar.
Yeah, we'll get right on that. I'm sure that'll be a top seller.
You know, if we could find like a print-on-demand kind of thing.
Sell six of them.
Then we're not sitting on like a, you know, thousand
and
of them.
Four of those will just be to Trent, so.
Later, guys.
See you guys.